Welcome to the Embodied CEO Podcast. I'm Brooke.
And I'm Kirsten. We are integrative performance dietitians, entrepreneurs, and business mentors.
And we're tired of RDs not fully stepping into their power.
In this podcast, we're empowering RDs to use their fucking voice and expertise. There's not just a seat at the table for you, but you are the head of the table.
It's time to usher in a new paradigm of leadership as professionals and business owners. We're here to shake things up and have a damn good time doing it. So let's get started.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to our last episode of 2022. How can that be possible that we are already at the end of 2022? And we have had so many amazing episodes this year, which kind of started from this random idea, right? In a living room of an Airbnb, this random idea of like, we should do a podcast. And here we are. And it's our last episode of the season. And it's a doozy. So I hope you're all ready because we have a lot
to talk about.
It's going to be a little bit of a wild ride today. And if you listened to our last episode, which of course you did, why didn't you? Hello, pause this immediately, go back and listen to the previous episode. But we talked all about self-leadership, and today is going to be an extension of that conversation. What happens when you have led yourself to a place where suddenly you find out that your business is no longer fully aligned with the life that you have led yourself to that you want to live? And I think, Brooke, you and I, we've both kind of gone through this more than once in this evolution, right?
Oh, yeah. I feel like a lot at this point, whether it's ideal clients shifting or it's just like the business model shifting. I think like we've both been there.
I feel like that's almost like that is the reality of the business, is that nothing's ever static. Like the reality is it's permanently shifting. That's really it, right? Like that's the only constant in the business, is that the business is constantly shifting. What would you say like are the signs that you look for when you feel like things are not going the way they should? I have led myself to a place where things are not aligned with what I want them to be.
To me, it feels like I'm pushing a boulder up a mountain through mud. I'm just like, why is this energetically draining me? Or like, I'm getting agitated or like irritated. I'm like, man. And I don't mean like the little tasks that you don't enjoy as much in your business. I mean, like you're in it doing the work that you've been doing. And you're like, this is just no longer giving me energy. It's taking it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like I find that like, to me, it becomes stressful. I feel like I am drained of time, right? Like because it's probably a very similar thing. It's probably an energetic thing, but then I feel like I'm being pulled in too many directions, and I get snappy with my kids and I get impatient with my husband and like the dog who is my shadow and I love him so very much. It's probably unhealthy. Like suddenly he annoys me in my space, right? And I find myself with client calls and sometimes where I'm like, oh God, I got to get on this call. And it's usually, like you said, a sign of like, this was an unaligned situation. These were clients that probably this current situation is no longer aligned with where I feel like I can best serve and help. But we tend to look at those things, I feel like, in business as, well, this is just part of owning business. Well, but is it? And like, yes, sometimes it is. Sure. Like, I don't want to, let's be real here. We all sometimes have days where everything feels like shit, but there's nothing actually wrong. It's just a day where everything feels like shit. But when it's not just a day, and when it feels like everything feels like that boulder up the hill through the mud, very vivid, by the way, like if everything feels like that and it's in perpetuity and you don't see a way out, it's probably time to pay some attention and take a lesson from that, right?
Yeah. And sometimes for me, I go a mile a freaking minute sometimes. All of a sudden I wake up and I'm like, whoa, what has happened? And it's like, this is not something I'm loving and enjoying. And I'm starting to feel bitter. Like that's when I'm like, okay, something's got to shift. And you know, for me, like I remember this one evolution in my business where I was really taking on anyone who wanted to be a client, who was interested in whatever they needed help with. I was doing a lot of body composition and weight loss. And I hated it. Like it was exciting because I had a business and I was like helping people and it was awesome to get them results. And then after a while, I was like, all right, like I like this whole business thing and I like this, but I don't like helping people because I saw a lot of unhealthy stuff be, you know, at the scale, but that's a way different conversation. So that was really my first big thing where I was like, I can't do this anymore. And I knew I was shutting the door to a lot of potential clients and I was going to have to speak up, you know, publicly about like shifting and changing things. But that was huge. And you do end up after that hard moment feeling so much better in your business.
self-leadership at its finest, right? Like that's, but that's the reality. I think there's a big lesson in that. And I know we've talked offline on this. For you in particular, you had like literal health repercussions of sitting in that negative space of not feeling good and not feeling aligned for longer than you probably should have. Because then we start looking back and going, but I built all of this. Like, but is this comfortable, right? Back to that conversation from the last episode, it's comfortable and it's uncomfortable to then say, I need to lead myself in a different path. The path has shifted, right? There's a fork in the road and I went the wrong way and I got to backtrack a little bit and go the other way. It's a hard place, I think, to find yourself, but it's part of that evolution of self-leadership. If you continue to listen to that intuition, and not just intuition in this case, literal, it doesn't feel right. It feels off. I am bitter. I am resentful. I'm snapping at my kids. I'm unhappy with people that I love more than life itself. Like, this is not good. This is not a good energy. It's not a good space. When you're willing to acknowledge that and look at it from a place of compassion for yourself rather than a place of judgment for yourself, you can take action. I feel like we get paralyzed when instead of being compassionate to ourselves in this process of we are humans, we're going to change, we're going to shift. Our interests will change. Our qualifications will change. Our own ability to, like you said, be energized by our environment versus be drained by our environment is going to continue to shift. When you allow yourself to step through that, you can take action instead of sitting in paralysis of, well, shit, everything is horrible and I've made this and now what? And as a result, I think this is probably a reason why a lot of people quit their business, honestly.
Yeah.
Because they feel like, but this is what business looks like and I don't like it. So therefore, I'm not going to do it. But instead, there's so many other things we can do, which brings us.
Yeah. Well, I think one of the things too I want to highlight is these shifts are going to happen and maybe they're just like these micro adjustments or maybe they're really big pivots, right? Like from the nutrition side, I was working with military bros, like, you know, bro science type, you know, like that was me from what I do now. And I support women holistically and like reconnecting with their cycle and all the things I do.
It's like two different
planets. Like, holy cow, right? Like these are big things and sometimes they're not that big. And I used to sit in that energy too long of where I'm like, I'm irritated, I'm unhappy because I was scared to know what happened when I was going to pivot. And I do, you know, I don't know if I've talked about this on the podcast that much, but I know I have on Health Unfiltered. I do have an autoimmune disease. I don't have the luxury of ignoring how my body feels. I don't have the luxury of just sitting there and saying, I'm really drained and I don't like this, but I'm going to do it anyway. I will physically get sick. And in a lot of ways, I almost feel like this is a superpower to make me extremely aware and present with my experience. So now I'm just like, I know what happens if I sit in this energy too long. I cannot force it. I cannot continue to waste time, energy, and money. I have to pivot and follow that intuition.
Would you say that that was like coming to that realization? Was it freeing? Was it scary? Was it all of the above?
I think it's kind of, honestly, I think having the clarity to me is like euphoric in a way. It's just like when it clicks, it clicks. It's just like, oh my God, I get it. It's just everything clicks. For me, it was this very like everything is clicking into place of like why it's important. I followed my intuition in every moment that has led to this realization. And here are these things that like I need to stop worrying about and then just aren't going to be important. And so I think it was when I give myself the space to connect in that way, and I hope everyone does. If y'all follow me on Instagram, you know how I feel about like meditation and the nervous system and all these things. But those give you space to have those moments where you really can let things click into place. And to me, it was in the beginning kind of this euphoric thing. And then it was the, oh shit. Now there's like a lot of action that has to follow this like really exciting clarity.
Which again goes back to that conversation from the last episode that like it's not always going to be comfortable, even though the thought and realization of like, oh God, yeah, I know exactly what needs to happen. I know exactly what shift needs to happen. And I know the pivot and I know I'll be happier on that fork of the road versus this fork of the road. That doesn't always make it easy for you to then execute those things, right? It's still going to be a disruption and an upheaval and again, stepping out of comfort. And, you know, for those listening who maybe do have kids or whatever, whatever your background is, it's going to feel intrusive. It's going to feel intrusive into your current state of life to make a shift in whatever you're doing. But I don't want you to sit there and think, because I have this other circumstance, I can't continue to lead myself out of a place that doesn't align. No, it means you have even more responsibility to put yourself in a place that is aligned because you have people in your immediate space that are going to directly be impacted by you pushing a boulder up a hill through mud for, you know, the foreseeable future. So I find that so, like you said, it's freeing, but I find it so inspiring to know that you literally just, you sit with it, you meditate on it, you go, this is what's happening. And I understand it's going to be hard, but I'm going to go take that action anyway. Right? You're going to go, and you didn't always, and I didn't always, right? These were lessons that we both had to learn, that it's, I'm going to continue to force this and it's just going to be that way. I'm going to put my head down. I'm going to hustle. I'm just going to do the thing. And then you get hit over the head with, you know, a brick because suddenly the universe is like, no, wait, I warned you back there, but you kept running for 2 more miles. So this is on you now, right? Like you're going to get hit over the head at some point. You might as well acknowledge before you get to that harsh reality.
Yeah. And what's so interesting is like, it gets easier and it gets harder. It gets easier to recognize and to be like, oh, okay, got it. But it also gets harder because a lot of the times, at least for me, when I have that bigger clarity and I'm moving forward and I'm growing, the dream and the vision gets even bigger. And I'm like, there's a very big to-do list. And there's a lot of stuff that I need to make space for. And that was a really big lesson that I've had just recently living in Costa Rica is I cannot allow what I want to come to me if I am just bogged down, and I have to stand tall and create space and clear out those things that are just not, I don't have, my plate is full. Like, how am I supposed to even create space for the message of like what needs to come and like, where am I headed? And so this has been a really interesting thing, which I've done like physically, right? Like physically leaving behind so much stuff. My life is very small and light and nimble in a lot of ways. It fits in a very tiny RAV4, my trusty steed here in Costa Rica. But, you know, it's also this metaphorical thing. Like, what stories am I holding on to? Like, what relationships are no longer aligned? Like, where do I need to create more space? And maybe you just sit with that extra space and don't force it. And then it will come. Like, it will come what is supposed to really be in that space that's going to feel really, really, really aligned.
That's a huge thing right there, because I think most people very much struggle with sitting in space, with not being busy and not being overloaded with things, because I think we fill space with things so we don't have to confront the space. We don't want to confront the thoughts and the feelings and the, you know, realities that come to the surface when we're not constantly moving.
Yeah.
And that's hard for a lot of people. It took me into my 40s to feel comfortable doing that, because I have been a person that my entire life, I was raised that way. And I'm also like, I know we're all type A, but you know me, I am very type A and I move a lot. I cannot sit still. My mother has said this to me since I was a small child. It has taken me a really long time to be okay to just be, to literally just sometimes, and I don't, you know me, I don't meditate. That's not my shtick, but I do other things in place of that, that are me literally just being with me.
I would argue like you're running or things like that is meditation in a way.
Or even if I'm just out walking with the dog, right? Like, it's just literally I'll put my AirPods in with no sound on. I'm literally just tuning out everything because I just need to check in with me. And I didn't do that for the majority of my life. As a kid, I didn't check in with me because there were other people who needed shit. Then, you know, you go through college and you have these, and then you have kids, and definitely don't check in with you while you have kids. You should. This is my lesson for everyone who is currently in that state. Please do from the very beginning. I did not, and I wish I had. But when you have that ability and you get to a place where you have that space and you allow that stuff to come in, it can be life-changing. Like, you're the example of this. And I want to talk about the real reason that we're having this episode, and it leads from the previous episode about the self-leadership and acknowledging kind of where your life is taking you and allowing yourself to take the reins and redirect it as you need to. So I want you to tell everybody what's happening and where you're at and what this pivot is that your recent clarity has kind of brought forth.
Yeah. What's really wild is looking back on this, is this been almost a year exactly where I started having these intuitive pulls to do these certain things that seemingly made no sense. Why are you going to sell your first home that you worked so hard because you thought that's what you wanted? Why are you going to go to Costa Rica and like travel? And like, there wasn't a lot of things that made a ton of sense, but I kept following my intuition of what I desired and what I wanted to do. And then recently here, almost a year later, it comes full circle where I've created space and I've given myself space and permission to slow down and really realized what my mission and purpose is. And in a big way, I'm also a projector. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to Human Design. I like to go deep and I like to be an expert in what I do. And I like to really focus and hone in on something. And so in my business, I really had all these different parts, which were all exciting and fun in their own ways. But I had the nutrition stuff, I had business stuff. I was helping RDs who had just become RDs start to launch their own virtual private practice. And it's really cool to watch what they're doing and follow their journeys. But there was still a lot on my plate that I needed to clear out. And so I think that has been my biggest realization is truly I want to support women in the holistic health and healing process on a deep, deep level that's going to require a lot of time and energy on my part. So that means for me, clearing out some of those things that aren't really in line with that mission. And so that also means that I will no longer be doing any type of business coaching or any type of mentorship in that way. And really, it's to make space for the long to-do list that has happened now that I'm like, this is it. This is what I want to do. And I've already got like mapped out till March timeline of things that need to happen. And I love actually supporting female entrepreneurs. So there's really where this connection comes in. A lot of my clients are entrepreneurs, not always in the health field, although sometimes they are. They're just running their own businesses, or they're like these boss women who have kids and this job and they're trying to do it all. They're like the super women of the world. Like, it lights me up to work with those people. It's just not through business coaching. It's through helping them to transform their lives in a very different way, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, like the whole holistic picture. How can I support you in moving forward to being your absolute highest self, which also does lead to a really successful business if you've been listening to this podcast, because it's a lot about your self journey and where you are. And then that is what's going to also show up in your business. So in a way, it's interesting. It's like, I still have a desire to connect with these types of people. It's just going to look really, really different for me and really supporting on a personal level.
Yeah, I was just going to say it's still the support of women. Here's that word again. It's the support of women leading themselves down the path that they're meant to go down to, whether that is in their life, as business owners, as whatever. It's the entire picture, because that's what we've been talking about from the beginning. They're not separate entities. Your business as a female entrepreneur or a male entrepreneur, if you happen to be listening, is not separate from you if you're doing it right, right? If this is truly something that you're doing for the purpose of fulfilling a desire, a gift, a pull to provide something to somebody else, whether you're in a health and healing profession or not, it's still the holistic approach of you're supporting other women in pursuing what matters to them and pursuing their dream. And it just has become a different evolution and iteration of your representation in that, right? Like, I have seen I've lived with you the evolution of you over the last 2 years, but specifically this last year. And it could have never gone anywhere else. This has always been the destination. This has always been the path that you were meant to travel. It just took several detours to find the path. And you have so securely, even though it's still uncomfortable sometimes, but you have still so securely found your path of where not only your passion, but your talent and also your ability to simply transmit what you have internalized and embodied yourself. This is the Embodied CEO podcast. That is what we labeled it. You have embodied this piece of your journey. It's where your passion lies and it's what you want to do. It has never been more logical for you to do anything else.
Yeah. And it takes me back to conversations we had at our first Business Bestie meetup of the year, where this podcast idea was born. And I remember you sitting there and being like, I know that you're meant to support women. And I think it might be in a different way. You know, at the time I was really just moving from working with a lot of military bros to more women. And you made that comment. And I was like, maybe. Like, I don't even think I had even really realized the depth of the journey that was unfolding. So it's really, really cool that it's come full circle. And the truth is, like, it's all connected. And if you've been listening to this podcast, I think you get it. But if you physically are feeling amazing and you're connected with your body and you have space for creativity and you feel energized in your daily life and you have these better routines and rituals and supportive habits, your business is going to be better. Your relationships are going to be better. Everything is going to be better. And I think that that piece of just almost going to like the root of connecting with someone on who you are as an individual and what it's like to be at home in your body. How do we get you to have that so that everything else moves forward in a seamless way so that you do feel amazing to lead yourself through whatever is going to come your way?
Yeah. It comes back to that whole principle of your business is the most successful while you're out living your best life. And this is not a financial thing, right? Like everybody brings it back to that. Like this is not about designer purses and driving fancy cars at all. This is about, like you just said, being in touch with who you actually are, what matters, what is important. Are you meeting your desires for where you want your life to go? Are you physically okay? Are you mentally giving yourself space? Are you addressing yourself as an entire individual who happens to also own a business? Right? It's not your business owner who also happens to be alive. No, no, no. It's the other way around. And this is just the culmination of all the work that you have done in your own life with your autoimmune condition, with everything else, and the 7 evolutions of, you know, West Nutrition Co. that have brought you to this point. And now you can wrap all of that up beautifully and help support other women on that same journey. And I think it's amazing.
And the truth is, like we just talked about in episode 17, like, this isn't the end of it either. Like, you know, who knows where this road goes? But every time this type of shift and clarity happens for me, I just feel so much more honed in and connected. It just clicks. But I haven't really had that much clarity. So it was just like this very beautiful experience. And I hope that it continues to transform and move forward and just click into place even more and even more and even more. And I think what I'm sad about is that, like, and we hinted at it on the last podcast, is I have all this clarity. I've manifested my dream Costa Rica home and like the wildest things have been happening. But it means that I have to take things off my plate because I have a lot of work. I still need to do a lot of learning and I need to make space for myself and to create some of these programs that I have birthed around this mission. So that means that I won't be doing Embodied CEO for season 2, which makes me really sad because I love our conversations, which we'll still continue to have offline, but it will live on. And I know that this brand and this podcast and this message is in the best hands possible because this is your medicine. It might not be my exact medicine, but business coaching and leading people through what it means to build an aligned business, that is yours. And so I'm so, so, so excited that it will live on. And I'm going to miss you so much and I'm not going to cry, but I'll absolutely come back on as a guest and we'll still be business besties. It's just that I've got to make space for my business to really start like this, what I've embodied and what I have experienced, bringing that to life now for other people and their experiences to come.
You know, the biggest part of it for me on this whole journey is that we started out, you and I, as these, you know, 2 RDs that connected on Instagram, I don't know, like 4 or 5 years ago, randomly, and then saw each other for the first time when we both lived in the Carolinas, but saw each other in Arizona at a conference for the first time live and in person. And we've gone through these iterations, but I love you so dearly. And business besties, like you're so important in my life. The evolution of a friendship beyond a podcast is the purpose of I want you to live your best life and you want me to live my best life. And we both have gone through self-leadership through these evolutions of our businesses where we have both found exactly where we're meant to be. I know I shared this with you after the retreat that I did a few months ago. I have never felt more in exactly where I was meant to be planted on this planet than I did in that moment. And I knew in that moment, without a shadow of a doubt, that this path that I am going down is exactly the path that I have always been meant to be on. You have now found that same exact thing. And it's not the same as my thing. It's your thing. And that's the whole point. That's what all of this has always been about. So this is not the end of something. This is the evolution and shift of something, which is we both have our roads and it changes nothing of you and I as friends and persons in, you know, in life, humans in life. It changes where you put your energy with your business and it changes where I put my energy with my business. The Embodied CEO podcast will live on. I will carry the torch for both of us moving forward. You will be back as a guest because I'm going to make you. But for those of you listening, I just want, and you're not here and you can't clap with me, but I want to give a wholehearted thank you to Brooke for having this idea with me, for running with this with me, for being unapologetic and proud and outspoken and not afraid to say the things that no one in our industry wants to say, and to also not be unafraid to stand up and say, this no longer aligns with where I'm going. And I love you and you love this. And I know that you're behind me 100%. And I want nothing but the best for you in this journey in Costa Rica. And you better have a very beautiful manifested house with an extra room because I will be there in the spring to come see you.
Yes. I love you so much. Thank you so, so much. And I think that like this friendship and support that I felt from you is just unmatched. And I'm just really grateful, because this would have been, who knows what this road would have looked like if I wouldn't have had you by my side through all of this. So I just want to acknowledge you for that and thank you. And I will put together your guest room. It's going to be adorable. So you'll have a place to come visit in Costa Rica.
And you'll find me a latte that's not coconut milk based, because I won't do that.
I
love
you,
but I will not do a coconut latte. That's not happening.
I gotta find you some soy. I know the rules, okay?
You know the rules. Anyway, for those of you listening, we're going to end season one right here. But just know, season two will happen. Brooke's still around. She's not going to be on this podcast as a permanent fixture, but she will be back to enlighten us with wherever her journey's taken her. I love all of you. We're so grateful for you guys listening. We hope you have an amazing holiday season, new change into the new year. On my side, everything still is what it is. You guys need business support. I am here. You need an ear to listen. I'm here. You have ideas for what you want to hear on the podcast. I am here. You have something important to say. You want to be on the podcast? Heck, I'm here. Message me. So I will see you all back virtually in January. We're going to roll right into season two. But Brooke, I love you. I love you. I love you. I'm going to come see you in person in Costa Rica. And with that, we are signing off for season number one of the Embodied CEO podcast.
It's been a beautiful season. Thank you all so much.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Embodied CEO podcast. To connect with me, Brooke, on Instagram, head to @westnutrition.co for all things nutrition, and @BrookeWest_RDN for all things business. You can also check out my website at westnutrition.co.
And to connect with me, Kirsten, head on over to Instagram and look for @TheKirstenScreen for business, or visit our nutrition profile at Screen Nutrition. You can also find me on the web at either kirstenscreen.com or screennutrition.com.
Be sure to follow, subscribe, and share the Embodied CEO podcast.
Now go out there, be awesome, and go disrupt some stuff.